to the shoppers? How they should they shop during the recession?
First of all, we hope that you have enough money. Because that helps to go shopping, have enough money.
But say you don't have the money to get the fashions you see on the red carpet. If you buy a knockoff, are you shopping smart or stealing? You'll see her fashions on the world's most exclusive runways.
Her famous wrap dress has been an essential part of every style-savvy woman's wardrobe since it arrived in 1972.
Diane von Furstenberg used to be a German princess, and now she's one of the world's most successful fashion designers.
DVF, the label and the lady, are totally iconic.
But is the icon being ripped off by bargain hunters?
If you can rock it, shock it. That's what I say.
We're here to buy rave clothing.
I'm getting a mink coat, gator boots, and a black and gold suit.
At Santee Alley in downtown Los Angeles, shoppers hunt for copies of their favorite designer fashions.
Yeah, like everything is imitation designer here.
Like if you were to go to the mall, everything else is really expensive.
A fashion with a budget, that's what I call it.
Illegal is what Diane von Furstenberg wants to call it, or at least some of it.
It's the fantasy of every woman to be a little bit rock star, a little bit rock goddess.
A bill called the Innovative Design Protection and Piracy Prevention Act would give designers a 3-year monopoly on new creations. New York Senator Chuck Schumer introduced the bill, and it's being pushed by the Council of Fashion Designers of America, an industry organization headed by von Furstenberg.
Every dress and every top and every pant that we do really is special and unique, and that's really what Single stands for.
Galina Soboloff is head designer and owner of Single by Galina Soboloff. She says her clothes have been copied plenty of times.
I should be the one really saying, oh my God, I want this bill to pass.
And yet that's the last thing she wants.
It's just a gulp and gateway to creating tons and tons of unnecessary litigation.
The whole point of intellectual property is to spur innovation. And that, according to supporters, is exactly why the fashion industry needs the bill. Without tougher protections, they say designers will have less incentive to create new looks.
We create 30 looks per month, every month.
And countless other designers constantly create new looks, even though anything they make could be copied and sold by someone else. It's all perfectly legal, as long as trademarks aren't copied. Almost no legal protection, yet the fashion industry explodes with innovation.
This bill will create nothing but new great jobs for all the lawyers. Secondly, who is the judge who will be the person that will make the decision whether the garment is identical or substantially identical to the design supposedly protected by this bill?
Judges usually don't have deep training in fashion history, and so it can be very difficult to figure out how to convince the judicial system that you are the first to have ever created a specific fashion design and nobody else should have the right to create it for 3 years.
Johanna Blakely of USC's Norman Lear Center points to the dress that made von Furstenberg famous.
And she claims that she invented this design and that other designers should not be able to make it without her consent. But most people who are familiar with fashion history know that there was another American designer in the 1940s named Claire McArdle, who introduced a very popular wrap dress.
The wrap dress has been around since the robes, since the bathrobes. When were the bathrobes created? In the Greek and Roman times?
I think Greek togas actually qualify. And so I think it's pretty absurd for Diane von Furstenberg to claim that she owns this design.
As a designer, every time I go to create a collection, I'm gonna worry, oh my God, who's gonna sue me if I use this sleeve? Who's gonna sue me if I create this dress?
Soboloff and Blakely worry that if the bill becomes law, it'd be especially tough on young designers, like a couple we met at Santee Alley.
I feel like that's putting restraints on something that could be done so well. Like I can make my wrap dress out of a different fabric and it's completely different than yours.
Younger designers, I think, will be afraid that they're going to be accused of copying designs that they had no idea were even made.
Who's to say you started that? Because when it comes down to it, we've all borrowed from somebody one time.
If this bill was in effect, as we grew our company, we could have faced probably millions and millions of lawsuits. And we would have never actually had a company. We would never have had employees.
And so I think the fashion houses with deep pockets have the possibility of trying to use this legislation to create outrageous monopolies on designs that probably already existed at least one other time before in the history of fashion.
Schumer's bill passed the Senate Judiciary Committee in December, but its current fate is unclear. Based on the number of similar proposals introduced in recent years, Congress seems determined to pass some version of the bill. But why? Neither Schumer nor von Furstenberg wanted to come on camera to explain if top-tier designers really are getting ripped off by bargain hunters.
If you look at the customer for a brand like Marc Jacobs, where a purse may cost $4,100, that's not the same customer that goes to Canal Street in New York or goes to Santee Alley here in Los Angeles to buy a knockoff of a Marc Jacobs bag in vinyl. Those people would never pay $4,100 for a bag.
That is a waste of money. That's like a car.
This will lose hundreds of thousands of jobs, specifically in California, because a lot of the mass manufacturers are here, and there's a lot of money behind the bill. So it's disheartening. It's very frightening in a way.
So should laws make it more difficult for you to buy copies of your favorite fashions? And what if those laws cost other people their jobs? For Reason TV, I'm Ted Ballacher.